From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. In much of Southern California, smoky air is moving across the region and the winds are picking up, but it's nothing close to the conditions that fueled the massive wildfires over the last week. The remaining fires are more than 50% contained now. For most people in San Diego, life is getting back to normal. The San Diego Chargers were back in Qualcomm Stadium this afternoon. Last week, it was a shelter for thousands of people who'd been evacuated from their homes. And Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger presided over the coin toss at the beginning of the game this afternoon.
Go Chargers, go!
Among the thousands evacuated when the flames engulfed Southern California was Sarah Diaz.
I walked outside and the winds were blowing like crazy and it was completely smoke-filled. It looked like my neighbor's house had just gone up into flames or something. It was so smoky.
Sarah realized she had to leave, and fast. But she's fairly new to the area and doesn't know many people.
Sarah ended up coming over to my place because I live off of two pretty big freeways, and it would be easy for us to go either way if we had to evacuate any further.
That's Sarah Diaz's friend, Andrea Pigford. Here's the kicker. Both women are wives of Marine helicopter pilots serving in Iraq. They were relying on each other this week to make it through the ordeal while their husbands are away. Andrea's been in email contact with her husband.
I know that he was worried about everything that was going on, but there's only so much you can do when you're half a country away. But I don't know until he comes back that he'll really even realize all that really did happen in that 1 week.
Sarah spoke with her husband by phone as she was evacuating. He told her what to grab from their home, the dogs, the credit cards, important documents.
It was also kind of a role reversal, since normally we do the worrying, and this time they were the ones that were worrying because we were in kind of an unsafe situation.
Sarah Diaz and Andrea Pigford's husbands are due back in a couple of weeks.